Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, A Well-Ordered Mind. Nothing, to my way of thinking, is better proof of a well-ordered mind than a man's ability to stop just where he is and pass some time in his own company. Seneca. I found this quote from Seneca to be exceptionally prescient about our lives today. With so many things to distract us and to take our attention, taking time to just sit and be with our own thoughts and pay attention to our own thinking is something that we have to actually take care to do. We actually have to set aside time for that. How well do you know the inside of your own mind? Are you afraid to be bored? Are you too busy with everything else that's going on in your life to just sit and think? Do you ever feel like your own mind is a chaotic mess that threatens to derail you in pursuit of your goals? If you don't take time to pay attention to what is going on inside your brain, it'll simply run on autopilot. And our minds are generally processing all kinds of information and creating all kinds of scenarios about things that it sees, or sometimes even just completely random thoughts. The Buddhists call this the monkey mind, which I find to be one of the best descriptors. I've also heard it described as it's like letting a two-year-old run around in an empty house with a pair of scissors. What can we do to create a well-ordered mind? What are the steps that we can take to get our brain back on our side? Well, first we need to take time to notice what thoughts are running around in our head. Taking a few minutes a day to write down our stream of thoughts, or possibly even using your phone to create a voice memo and then transcribing it later, are two very simple ways that you can start to get to know your mind better. Rather than reaching for your phones when you're bored or standing in line, and just paying attention to your thinking is also a good practice to integrate into your lives. Getting to know our minds, we can start to add some discipline to our thinking. And by adding discipline to our thinking, I don't mean that you can control all the thoughts in your head. But it does mean that when your mind wants to chase after some idea or thought that takes you away from the task at hand, you can gently guide it back to what you're focusing on. This takes a lot of practice, and at first it often seems like an exercise in futility, but the payout is huge. Stream writing, for me, is also very therapeutic. Often if I'm stressing over something, getting the thoughts out of my head that are just bouncing around in there really helps me to identify those subconscious thoughts that are the source of my anxious feelings. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have, and by working to cultivate a practice of getting to know your mind, you'll be able to direct your thinking and turn your mind into the most powerful ally you have. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.